And the opening market report continues. It's 8:56 with 78 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza. I want to say good morning to Ellen Dearden of Ag Review and Morton. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Jim.
And I'm looking at these prices. Unless you've got August lean hogs before you, everything's lower right now.
Just about everything is lower. The U.S. dollar is higher, however, and that's kind of colored the pressure on both the live cattle as well as the grains this morning. On the market side of things, the corn market's down anywhere from a nickel to 4 cents, with the December 5 1/4 lower at 434 1/4. Not really seeing a lot of chart damage done here, but we've had several probes up to last June's highs in the Dease cattle at that 448 level, and really couldn't hold up in there. And so it's probably time to go back and come a little bit lower and consolidate again. So long as December can stay above that 420, 421 gap that it left a week ago, we still have some upside to come. The talk about a ring of fire on the high-pressure dome that settles from time to time over the Midwest will probably dictate how soon we'll rebound. Demand on the corn remains good. Export demand was decent. Corn use for ethanol was super good this past week, so the demand side looks good. Soybeans demand, it looks like it remains pretty good. We had a record NOPA crush during the month of May, but this market is down anywhere from 12 to 16 cents, with the November beans trading 16 1/4 lower at 11.22 1/4. Awfully good support around the 11.12 area on the Novi beans, but again, we would have to be below 10.80 to break this uptrend. The meal market's weak this morning. That's weighing on the beans as well, down around $5. The bean oil down about 50 points. On the wheat side of things, good wheat cutting weather ahead. We had a pretty darn good week in the hard red winter wheat areas. We're down about 3 to 4.5 cents there, with the nearby wheat trying to hold above this 470, 475 support area. In the livestock side of things, again, you mentioned earlier that the hogs are trading just slightly higher. The cattle are slightly lower, down around 45 cents. We still haven't seen any deliveries against the June cattle. Probably will not be seeing deliveries. A little bit on the cash side, some pressure. Watch out, because the energy markets are weak this morning, with the crude oil down a full dollar, down under $47 a barrel in the nearby months. The copper is also weak. That's indicative of some concerns about the world's economy. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 8 AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana.